Hospitals and health organizations today face so many challenges, and many of those affect the bottom line. One presiding factor in all of this is how patients feel about their level of service. And that's why it's critical to talk about the patient experience. Hello again, and thank you so much for listening. I appreciate all the encouragement you've given me while I've had the chance to do this podcast almost 3 years. We took a little hiatus during the COVID because of the choices the company had to make with working home and being remote, but we still have been able to do this once again, and it has been a real pleasure. I do want to announce that this weekend, a week from Saturday, July 16th, will be my last day with Revco Solutions. It's time for this old man to take some retirement and to enjoy life to the fullest. And it has been a pleasure to work for Revco Solutions and be a part of their team and even be a part of their leadership. It's been a true blessing, and I have met so many great people. So it is with pleasure I announce this, but with sadness I announce it too. You know, it's about mid-year, what we call mid-year, July. It's sort of the beginning of summer, but it is the midpoint of 2021. And I've come to call it a halftime. I call it halftime because half the year is over. And it gives me a point to look back at the grace and the opportunity that I've had the first half of the year. But it's also a time to think about the strategy for the remainder of the year. What needs to be done the remainder of this year to finish strong at year end of 2021. You know, I'll ask some questions in this podcast to think about yourself. One is, what defining moment have you experienced that needs a plan of action? I'm sure most of us at some point have had several defining moments, and all we need to do is add a plan of action to it to make it happen. You need to ask yourself, too, where will you lead, influence, even tell your story? There's so many places that we're called to lead in our careers, in our communities, in our churches, in our groups. We are called to lead. So I again ask that question, where will you lead? Where will you influence? And how will you tell your story? And an important question that I have found through the first half of 2021 is, what weakness is now a strength? I'm thinking we become aware of our weaknesses, and as we do that, we work through them, and then they become a strength. They are now a strength. So it's halftime, folks. It is halftime. It is time to stop. It is time to listen. And it is a time to experience. Prepare to lead.
Thanks for joining us today for the patient experience. Please help us out by sharing our show with a healthcare professional in your life or by leaving us a review on iTunes or your preferred podcast platform.